Chapter 1. August 1941. Kingston, Ontario.
Oh, come now, Rosie, don't you want to? I mean, really want to, deep down?
Rosie Lyman laughed at the good humor, and more than a little mischief, glinting like gold in her cousin Violet's hazel eyes as she shook her head.
Do I? Really, deep down, honest to goodness, want to?
She replied teasingly.
No, I do not. Oh!
Violet let out a theatrical groan as she flung herself backwards on her bed, arms and legs starfished for maximum melodrama, as she stared up at her bedroom ceiling as if gazing into the very heavens themselves.
Of course you don't. You really are so very sensible.
Spoken like an insult, and yet with deep affection. I'm afraid I am, Rosie agreed cheerfully. She sat next to Violet on her bed and gave one outflung arm a conciliatory pat.
But why do you want to, as it happens?
Join up, I mean. Just about 2 months ago, on the 27th of June, the Canadian government had finally, after several years of earnest petitioning from various women's auxiliary volunteer services across the country, announced it would be forming an official military body for women, the Canadian Women's Army Corps, or CWAC, in order to free a man to fight, or as one recruiting poster had put it, to serve so men might fly. Something that was much more necessary nearly 2 years into the war, with more and more Canadian boys heading over to England by the day. Hundreds of pilots in the RCAF had fought in the Battle of Britain, and there was even talk of Newfoundland possibly being attacked by the Germans. The war felt closer than ever, a shadow over them all, although one, Rosie thought, Violet usually wanted to shake. Always up for fun, her cousin seemed one of the least likely people to join the Canadian Women's Army Corps and serve her country. Officers in the newly formed CWAC were now touring the country to recruit volunteers, traveling all the way out to British Columbia, as well as to the farthest reaches of Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, holding meetings and socials in various cities and towns, in an attempt to appeal to women who were serious-minded and sensible to enlist in the CWAC. Kingston's recruiting center was holding such a meeting that night, a social in one of the dance halls on Division Street, and Violet wanted Rosie to go with her.
Why wouldn't I want to join up?
Violet returned, lifting her head from her bed briefly to stare at Rosie with a surprisingly fierce light in her eyes before she dropped it down again.
I want to go somewhere, see things, wear a smart uniform.
The only thing I think you'd likely be seeing is a latrine or a laundry basket, Rosie returned, as she rose from the bed to tidy up some of Violet's tossed about clothes. She'd come to her cousin's house on Center Street at her urgent summons, and also because Violet had been her best friend since her family had moved to the small and gracious city of Kingston from Amherst Island when Rosie had been 13. And despite their many and obvious differences, they'd been nearly inseparable since. Violet, having lived in Kingston for several years by that point, had seemed confident and worldly wise to shy and timid Rosie, even though she'd had a certain amount of experience of her own, from her childhood days in New York City, as well as a winter spent in Los Angeles for her brother's health when she was only 7 years old. She and Violet had both had somewhat tumultuous childhoods, Rosie reflected as she hung up one of her cousin's discarded dresses, Violet still sprawled out on the bed before her. Their fathers, Lucas and Jed Lyman, were brothers, and as different from each other as Rosie and Violet were. Jed, quiet and taciturn, and Lucas, Rosie's dear dad, more laughing and light.